This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike Fritz on your radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and YouTube. What's up, YouTube? I love you, too. Phyllis Baseball back on WIP tonight, 6:45 first pitch against the Orioles. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, only at marks-jewelers.com. Two new questions. First, is the show The Simpsons a sitcom? Is the show The Simpsons a sitcom? What do you think the Twitter voting on that is, Ike?
That'll be interesting. I'm going to go with yes, the majority of people believe it. So let's go with 58%.
It's 51.8%.
Wow, so it's 50-50.
I think it's definitely a sitcom. Yeah, I should ask Mike.
Levin?
Yeah.
You think it's people because it's a cartoon? People
yeah,
don't consider it?
That's the tough
it.
Part, yeah.
So Mike, my podcast partner, is a sitcom writer. He's writing on The Office.
Wow,
yeah, that's what he does.
I didn't know that.
He's writing on The Paper, which is the Office sitcom, or the Office spinoff that's coming out that's going to be on Peacock. But we once got into an argument because he said The Office is not a sitcom because in his world, a sitcom is only a sitcom if the camera is like steady and filmed the way that The Cosby Show is,
yeah.
But the fact that it's like not a steady camera, like on The Office.
Then what is it called then?
Like a half hour comedy or something. He didn't call it a sitcom.
Come on.
Trust
wow.
me, dude, I couldn't argue with him because I was like, well, if
was
if
his
you,
field.
If you told me, well, but then I privately asked, you know, Andy Greenwald from The Ringer, I was like, hey, is The Office a sitcom? He's like, yeah, situation comedy. He's like, all right, okay.
Well, I guess because isn't it a mockumentary? Like that's what they call it because they're
yeah, but that's
filming
not what he was saying.
Documentary.
To him, it was the cameras. Is the cameras yeah. are a certain way?
Yeah,
you know.
That's
so.
A tough one.
Yeah, that's a tough argument to get into.
Yeah. I'm not gonna. Well, it was on the whatever, and then the other
well,
one
it was on the list of sitcoms.
Yes, it's yes. a freaking sitcom. yes. I don't care what Mike says. God bless him. But I don't care. I know you're writing for a sitcom. Whatever. I watch them. You're not the basketball coach. You seem to have plenty to say about that. And the other one, are you more likely to buy Phillies tickets now because of the chance that you'll see Duran's intro, and 59% say yes.
Yeah.
So that's a big number because whoever is yes, that's just more people who are more likely to see him.
Well, I'm certainly considering staying to the end of the game.
It's kind of like
considering.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Yeah,
it's a big one.
Yeah.
Now, because in 22, like I think because of how fun the first couple rounds were, people were like dying to get in the ballpark.
Oh,
for postseason games.
Yep.
Kind of feels the same way with Duran.
Yes, there's a bit of a Duran. There's a bit of a moment. Let's get to the top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So I easily could have done five budding feuds that Spike has, but I decided to make it
internally.
Yeah, well, nah, just like
oh, okay. Just
yeah,
in
you'll
general.
See. You'll
okay.
see. Number five though is Spike. Spike versus a Schwarber MVP, people. It started today, and that's why it's budding. Like, there already is a feud with the Jalen people and the Embiid haters.
He's working his way through the year.
Now we've reached the Schwarber MVP, people, because the chants are only going to get louder now that, you know, the bank's electric, all that good stuff.
Yeah, this will be one that'll stick to me, but I'm not going to make a huge issue out of.
No, you don't. Like, this one's not personal.
No, I'm not going to do show after show being like, he can't have the MVP.
Shut up.
Yes.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Well, especially because there's not really another great MVP candidate. Like, if you, like, Otani, it's him. And, dude, we're not doing Pete Crow Armstrong.
Pete Crow Armstrong or Manny Machado.
There's not, like, an obvious one.
Manny Machado is hitting, first of all, playing elite defense at third base, hitting 300, 20 home runs for a good team.
20 home runs.
Well,
this guy's got
40 already.
He doesn't fall down when he catches fly balls.
He plays the field, though.
Yeah, well,
that's a tough scene. We're never going to get over that one.
Yeah.
It might have been that moment.
Yeah.
We're like, you know what? We can't trade. We can't put him out there.
Unfortunately,
every day.
If Schwarber does get the MVP, I'm going to get a lot of in your faces,
yes.
And I will be happy that he wins the MVP. I just don't think it's right.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. That's the key.
I'm a pure baseball guy.
Yeah. That's, we always have said that.
Yes.
You're a baseball purist.
Yep.
The fourth budding feud at WIP, and some would say that this is a full-on feud, but it's this show versus any popular saying. This was evident in the pre-show meeting out on the lunch table.
Oh, yeah. You massacred a couple of them.
Well,
was the woods one you said?
If a tree falls in the forest, does anyone hear
nobody
it?
Nobody hear it, yeah.
What Jack said was, if a tree falls in the forest, does anyone hear it? The actual phrase.
No.
No, that is not it. As I said, I just shook my head. I'm like, Jack, it's if the tree falls in the forest and there's no one there to hear it, does it make a sound? It is not if the tree falls in the woods, does anyone hear it?
It's not even close.
Seems like you can't see the forest through the trees.
Yeah, yes. You massacred another one, I think, in our other meeting, too. I just can't remember what it was.
I'm a peripheral guy, like on the periphery. I'm on the periphery.
Yeah, right first.
Yeah.
I don't think you're using that the right way either.
I'm right around it.
Author, ladies and gentlemen, when's the second book coming out?
When the Phil's in the World Series.
There you go.
Yeah, the new edition.
Yep.
The third budding feud at WIP is Scott Fransky versus Nostradamus. Mm. Listen to this last night. This call by Scott.
I don't know. I'm getting tie game vibes, Larry.
Feeling it? You got a caller?
Yeah, I think we're starting to type the digits.
Yeah.
1-0 the count. The pitch. Swung on. Blasted. Deep right field. And that is going to tie the ball game.
Wow.
Up into the second deck as Kyle Schwarber hits his 39th home run of the season.
I believe he answered your call.
Wow. He called it. Good for Fransky.
How about that?
Good for that. That home run was a monster.
Almost reached the third deck.
I thought it did reach the third deck. Didn't it?
Yeah. I guess it didn't go as far as Howard's.
Okay. No.
Howard still has the furthest one.
Yep.
Nobody makes those predictions better than Uncle Merle, though.
Yeah.
He seems to call it like a fumble or a strip sack
or something.
Oh, yeah. He does that.
Oh, man. Like right before the Brandon Graham strip sack.
Yeah.
I remember that one.
He has a feel for that, too. They watch, man. They get a feel for it.
Yeah.
You got to have a feel.
They got a feel.
You got to have a feel. The second budding feud at WIP is me versus Buzz. So what was this nonsense that happened yesterday with the... So, all right.
Buzz had a pretty good day with the top five yesterday.
He did. Now,
so I actually heard number
just
three.
Just for the top five.
Yeah. There's been other issues. So in full disclosure, let me get my... Because you've made yourself
that
clear.
First,
you want to say what happened yesterday for anyone who didn't listen?
Buzz unearthed... The audio, I guess, of the camera talking about the idea of a standing ovation a couple weeks before the actual ovations happened.
Yesterday was the 2-year anniversary of the Trey Turner standing ovation. Buzz did the five things that happened around it something.
The funniest things about it.
Yeah, and he unearthed audio, stunning audio. I knew I had never heard it. I was looking at Ike's face. Ike had never heard it.
I never heard it.
Stunning audio of the morning show basically saying that this should happen.
Right.
Stunning audio.
Sure.
Joe and John being like, this would be a good idea.
Right.
It was stunning audio.
I heard.
Yeah. And it happened, you know, 2 weeks before the standing ovation.
So I had never heard the audio.
Yeah.
I hear whispers that the camera said something about it, but didn't know anything about it. Never claimed to be first. So I want that also on the record. never claimed to be first.
Yep.
One of the loudest voices behind it.
Yep.
Never claimed to be first. The camera should get more credit for it. 100%. After listening to it, 100%. So that's the official statement.
But you versus Buzz is a budding feud.
Yeah, 100%.
Because of
well,
him.
What are we doing?
Yeah. Like, he's going for the belt.
I've drug him along.
Is Buzz going to get the belt again?
He might.
What did he get the belt for the first time again?
Taking you down last time.
Nah, he took you down last time.
Whenever he was top five, he seems to attack me. Yep. Seems to attack me.
Yep.
So, yeah, no, it was definitely interesting audio.
I will say this. You didn't stop us from implying that you were the originator.
Why would I do that? And now I wish it never happened. So moving on.
Said it now, I wish it never happened.
Yep.
It didn't, according to that documentary.
I know. Yeah, I know. The number one, though, budding feud at WIP is also Spike.
Oh.
But this time with our good pal Hugh Douglas. Listen to this shocking audio from the Midday Show.
You didn't submit your Mount Rushmore?
Spike put pressure on
you. Come on, he sent two emails.
He did, and he sent the second one.
But that was more of a reminder. Guy.
And he was like, he said something to the effect that this needs to be done today.
That's not what was the email.
He said, if you don't get it done today.
Today is the last day to submit to have your vote count. Thank you to everyone who has done already. Go Birds. Hugh has an issue with authority.
He's
not authority. He's our coworker.
It's the aggressive tone.
Hugh definitely
didn't do his homework. Let me read this again. Today is the last day to submit to have your vote count. Thank you to everyone who has done already. Go Birds.
That was aggressive.
That's not aggressive.
That was a little aggressive. And what happened, I meant to do it, but I had other stuff. And I didn't submit.
Oh, you were busy.
I apologize.
You're too busy to write some names.
Two apologies in the first segment.
But here's the thing. You can't talk. Don't talk to me like that. I have an inherent problem with that.
Don't say thank you.
Today is the last day to submit to have your vote count. Thank you to everyone who has done it already.
Way that I heard it is like you need to submit this today or we're going to have a problem.
I think this is a you issue. He ended it with Go Birds.
I didn't see it. I didn't read it that way.
I think you wrongly felt threatened by what was
a pleasant
message.
Spike's a bully. Spike's a little bit of a bully, and it had bully vibes. I listened to the show.
I will have to ask him his permission. I already read it on the air. We might have to screenshot his email and ask the audience if there's bully vibes.
It's the messenger.
Today is the last day to submit to have your vote count.
It was the messenger.
It was the messenger.
No, that's what it was. At least. That was not threatening at all.
At all.
I couldn't clear that up first. But I do believe from Hugh's point of view, he's taking it. This is what it sounds like if Spike has said it.
Right.
So in his own head, he put a tone around it himself.
And even the first email.
That's a Hugh thing. That's clearly a Hugh thing.
I was looking for I even think the first email was very nice. I'm looking for it. Like, I don't even think. Oh, here we go.
Well, first of all, you're not going to try to bully Hugh Douglas.
No.
Yeah, so.
The first email is also very nice. This was to everybody. The WIP Afternoon Show is back on our BS next week for our second annual Mount Rushmore week. At the bottom of this is a link to fill out the form if you want yours counted. Of course, the more votes, the better. Some quick things. And then I give the rules. I may reach out to you next week so you can discuss your list or do one of the non-major Mount Rushmores we'll do throughout the week. Again, I thank you for participating. What a summer of stupid lists we've had. So the first email wasn't even threatening.
Yeah.
This is look, man. I said thank you. I also said go Birds.
Which that had to hurt the type, right?
So I think it's the tone of the afternoon show.
Yes, he's hearing the caller.
Yes, he hears the tone of the afternoon show.
He's hearing me yell at the callers or talk crap about them. He's hearing in the email. But there's off-air Spike and on-air Spike.
Yes, of course it
you
is.
Know?
Yes.
You know, sometimes they mix, you know. But I'm a nice guy. What I actually wondered hearing that, it took the first time I heard it, I texted him and Joe. I said, what are you talking about? But then I realized that may come across as threatening. But then I was thinking about the fact.
I'm sure it did.
I was thinking about the fact is like, what if I was program director when Hugh was here?
Yeah. That would have been interesting.
You know? Because I don't think I was hard ass or anything.
Oh, well, I mean, no, listen, hold on. Well, we're
you and
about,
I, we, yeah. got a, we got along very,
yeah,
very
we got
well.
Along yeah. well.
We've been knowing each other longer, too, though.
Sure.
So I know you.
Sure.
We, you and I can yell at each other
yep.
and move on. Everybody can't have the whole back and forth
yeah.
and without being offended by it.
No,
but
I,
you weren't a yeller as a program director, though. You didn't
no.
yell as program
yeah, but
director.
Like you were also threatening. I mean, like 100%.
Well, some of you had to be whipped into shape.
Yes,
he
you,
did what
you
he
came in a
do.
Different a
See,
different time.
And that's what a good manager, program director, head coach would do. You don't coach everybody the same.
Sure.
You coach everybody fairly, but everybody is different. And, Jack, you needed work.
Yeah, you needed work.
Yeah, I know.
I remember.
Mean I, needed, I wanted it.
Okay. All right. This is an NFA moment, but whatever.
Uh-oh.
I know.
I remember when.
A lot of times.
Yeah. I remember when I hired Keffer, mm-hmm. when I was hiring for assistant program director, Jack applied.
And you wanted to be an assistant program
well,
director?
Well, but I remember sitting in the room
Soft.
And saying to Jack.
Well, relax in there.
Well, yeah. I remember saying to Jack. You don't really want to be assistant program director. He's like, no, I don't really. And that was it. That was
he was
the,
just trying to get in.
Yeah,
it
was the end of the conversation.
In,
yeah. yeah.
That's called, hey, putting your head down and yeah, trying yeah. to make a name for yourself.
Yeah. This hour is sponsored by Guided Dorn Window. I think I would have been fine with you, you know.
Oh, we'd have made it work.
Yeah.
You would have butted work. Heads over, you know, how
well,
he handles
you
Twitter.
Well, you and Hollis butted heads.
Well, yeah. Well, look, I still think I was right in that situation. God bless Hollis. I liked Hollis. I haven't butted heads. I had a great relationship with Angelo, but once or twice there were
oh,
some
yeah, you butted heads with,
butted heads with
yeah.
Angelo. Pick my spots.
Yeah.
This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off all doors and windows right now. Call Guida at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP.
Forget Jack at the camera tomorrow. How about Spike and Hugh tomorrow?
Yeah. Do an arm wrestling match.
I am not arm wrestling Hugh. I don't need my arm broken in the
Ripped
middle
off,
of it.
Yeah. yeah.
No, thank you.
How about a stare-off or something like that? Who blinks first? Something like that.
I'm happy to do
actually,
the push-up
like
the push-up thing versus Hugh. He's got too much weight to push up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation, Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I'll be down there tomorrow, but I will not be wearing my Dallas Cowboy cheerleader outfit. Sorry about that, Bam. And let's not forget Bam, who fell out of a tree listening to the Midday Show. Or does he have a tattoo of Ike and Hugh on himself, I believe?
Yeah, a lot of tall tales.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. Yeah, a lot
Paul
of stuff
Bunyan
going
Bam,
on.
Paul Bunyan, Bam, yeah.
Yeah, he said a lot of stories.
He always predicts the Phillies are going to win 120 games. So, yeah, I can see why he's becoming a better caller now. So, anyway, listen, if Mike Schmidt had played DH, no way would he have ever won an MVP. Okay, it was different. It was offense. It was defense. You know, put Chubby at third base and see how good he does there.
And now he's Chubby.
Wow.
Now he's Chubby.
You hate
it's about base you... running, fielding, all that kind of stuff. That's what gets it. And for Micah Parsons, I want Jahad Campbell and Landon Dickerson and a first round pick.
No.
That's what I want for that.
Yeah, we're going to pass on that deal. And did you want to be in the, it says here you want to be in the fantasy league. You want to be in the fantasy league?
I'm a top five caller as a Cowboy fan. Which mm-hmm. is unbelievable.
Yep.
I follow Spike's rules.
Yep.
I never ask, how you doing? Yep. Because when someone says, how you doing at 2 o'clock, you're okay all day. You don't have to keep saying it at 4:30.
Yep.
Okay? All right. All right. I visit you guys almost to all the locations, even that bathroom / flower shop you were at on the Atlantic City Expressway. I visit you guys.
You did. What a description. Thank you.
The bathroom.
I don't even know where the hell we were at. I'm like, what is he talking about?
He's talking about the.
Yes. Yeah, don't be talking about Farley Plaza. Yeah, the service plaza, man.
Also a farmer's market.
Flower shop. That's a good line. Yeah. Okay.
When I'm unable to listen to the show due to flying, I rewind the show and listen to the entire show. But I fast forward through Elliot, Christopher Middletown, San Diego Padre, Aaron, Corey from Columbus, Bruce from D.C., you're supposed to hang up. Bam, Rios, Ken from Cinnaminson, Justin from Tennessee, and Chuck and OG Wade.
So every caller.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you go back and listen to your own calls?
Yeah, I do sometimes.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Check the tape.
I sure do. Good luck tomorrow, Jack. You better win. Bye, losers.
Wow, and just an excellent call from, like an MVP-level call from Cowboy Jim there.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, he's strong. Yeah, it's a strong entry into the fantasy league.
Gotten better.
Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP.
My man, Spike. Questionable. Big Ike, Jackie baby. Happy Tuesday. What's poppin', fellas?
What's up,
Yoshi?
Yosh?
Mr. Eskins.
What?
December 31st. 2024, you said because I lost to you that I was in the fantasy league. Now I find out you changed it.
I didn't. I don't set the rules. Jack and Ike and Buzz
who said
the rules.
That, Yosh?
Yeah.
He said it on the radio. Don't, man, boy.
Because you lost to me?
Yeah, that's what you said. You said it. You said it.
No, you weren't even in the finals. VP was in the finals.
I was in the finals. What are you?
Oh, were you? Was it Yosh?
Hold on, you made it to the championship game, Yosh?
No, well, you guys are so.
How many leagues you think we play in? You think we?
Well, I don't.
Yeah. Well, I do.
Yes. Yeah.
So did we supposed to just award you because you were the highest loser?
Yeah, that's what he said. I'll take that. That's what he said.
If I said it, look,
it's fine.
If that's what we said.
Oh, we just going to cave in?
Well, I don't.
It's Yoshi.
What I would say is.
I would not lie.
We got to go back to the audio.
Lie. Well, you would lie to
go
get in the league.
Audio. Look between, I think it was December 31st, 2024. That's what you said.
Okay. If we said it, if I said it, then we will honor it. We will have to go back to the tape.
Remember. Now, I don't expect you to remember.
Well, yeah, what do you expect?
Bro.
Nothing. I don't expect you to remember nothing. As long as you don't say guarantee.
All right.
Remember that.
Yeah.
Go back to the audio. But I wanted to give, I ain't really talking for that. I wanted to give my own Mount Rushmore a thing. Can I, Spike, don't cut me off.
Okay,
now,
what
let
is
me
it?
Get, let me get all four of them off. Because I'm going to try to keep it rated easy.
Okay.
Now. My 80s actresses that excited me.
See, now, just so you know, I did ask Joe DiCamera to do his own 80s ladies list, so it would be good to compare yours and his. So what is yours?
Well, mine are, you know, I love to bring this up. I probably brought this up about four or five times on air. Kim Basinger, 9.5 weeks.
Yeah, she was elite. Mm. Kim Basinger was elite.
Yeah.
There was a lot of things in there that excited me in the 80s about her.
Yep.
I'm going to go ahead. You know, I'm going to give you this one because you love it. And I'm trying to brown nose up to you. Go to the audio. Phoebe Cates coming out that swimming pool.
Yeah. Phoebe Cates, elite as well. Yeah.
Oh, man. Daryl Hannah as a mermaid in Splash.
Daryl Hannah was elite as well. Yep.
Lisa Bonet in Angel's Heart.
Oh.
Mickey Rourke.
Yes. Wow, you picked a couple of sex movies there.
Yeah.
9.5 weeks, Angel Heart.
Yeah. Excited me. I was trying not to say the sex word. And did y'all know they put a Pilates studio across the street from my house? And as soon as I come home, all the women going in there. And I mean, it ain't not one not attractive woman going in there. And I got to stand. I can't even go outside and look because, you know, my wife is looking at the
everything
camera.
Is hard.
I take a shot in the ass.
I took a needle in the ass.
We will go check that audio, Yoshi.
Check and that it's... audio. Love y'all, guys, yes. baby.
All right, Yoshi.
There it is. If Yoshi said it, if I said it, was that the thing? Because the finals was one of us, and
that's not what we done in the past. Because Marks won it 1 year, didn't he?
I think so. Yeah.
Did we automatically put?
But was it you and him in the finals?
Well, that was me and him, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I think he beat me in the finals 1 year.
OG Jason, you're on WIP.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. I'm glad it is Mount Rushmore week. I'm ready to put Dave Dombrowski on the Phillies Mount Rushmore.
Well, that's a horrible idea.
We've got, listen, we now have the great Tarantula closing out our games.
Now that's
and
true.
We have the master, and then we have the master.
Yeah,
Terrence
we got
Vader.
It. We got it.
Yeah, I get the joke.
Hitting home run.
Yeah.
Hitting home run. Yeah,
I don't.
Masterclass.
Yeah, I don't know about. I don't know about. What's it called? The
Dave Dombrowski.
The Dave Dombrowski Rushmore. Being on the Mount Rushmore. I think you're bigger.
Well, Ed Wade's in the Phil's Wall of Fame now.
Your bigger issue, OG Jason, is that you were the one that's supposed to be training Aaron in San Diego. Just a massive failure on your part.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're absolutely right. And I have gone to confession. I have begged for forgiveness.
Yep.
And you know what? I accept accountability. That's what this show is all about. I'm accountable.
Yep. He's, I believe, the worst caller of all time, I believe.
Well, anyway.
You want to be in the fantasy league?
I do, and I don't want that transgression to eliminate me. I want to say my own family's fantasy league in 24 years, I'm the only three-time champion. Mm. I have been in an OG Wade fantasy football league.
Mm.
Sorry to hear that.
Yep. Did anybody check their lineups?
Yeah, well,
you just said it once at the beginning of the year and cross your fingers.
I will not engage in caller-on-caller crime, especially against OG Wade because of the moniker. But I'm a foxhole guy, right? I'm not a long-time caller to the afternoon show, but I quickly got into the foxhole with my Go Jack Fritz sign in San Diego. And, you know, Buzz, the commissioner of the Fantasy Football League, actually said that I'm one of the great callers to the station.
Wow.
And,
well, Buzz
it sounds like he's buttering you up.
Yeah, Buzz endorsement. And you know what? Thank you for the call, OG Jason. You are registered. He's a Lig guy as well,
see,
which
that,
I think
gets
him some credit.
Lig.
Yeah,
get you in there because you're authentic.
Lig.
I'm so in on Lig.
Yeah, I love Lig. Yeah.
Real accent.
I'm going to start saying Lig.
Lig, yeah.
I'm back to Crown and Lig.
Crown, yeah.
Crown Royal?
No,
like a crayon.
Crayon. Yeah.
I know. Like Reese's Pieces.
Yeah. I love Lig. So we have our final Mount Rushmore of the day coming up at 5:30, 30 past every hour. It is my Mount Rushmore. Ike did the 90s sitcoms. Jack did the Mount Rushmore of Elliot Takes. And I am doing the Mount Rushmore of Stuff Chicks Dig.
Oh.
You know?
As a guy.
As a fella.
Okay.
Because
you know.
I know.
Yeah, he knows.
Yeah. All right. I'm, you know.
We'll see how this goes.
Been around the block like four times.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mount Rushmore of Stuff Chicks Dig. That is coming up next. 2-1 and leading off, and you as well. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet. Ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet. Ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack, you did miss just an atrocious performance from Buzz yesterday on 5:30.
He can't do it.
He was just as toneless as one could be. Like, you put it into the AI, and I asked him, I said, what you're seeing, is that what you hear? Do you hear, you know, hold me now? It's really, hold me now.
It's
the horrible. You
and
know.
He can't, like, I want to hear him, like, raise his voice a little bit.
He just give it a shot. You're not going to be able to do it, but it's about trying.
Yeah.
You know, it's about trying.
Well, I told him, if I could find a way to hit the right tones or try to hit them.
Yes.
Maybe during the fantasy season when he's in here giving his recaps.
Yep.
He can just go.
Oh, no, by the way, he's looking forward to that.
Yes.
Yes, I know.
He's already said he's looking forward to it.
Well, there's another chance for him to talk.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, which he likes doing. Just go for it. Like, what do you think is...
Hold me now.
Do you think Buzz dancing looks like the Charlie Brown kids dancing? Do you think it's just like
I can't even.
You think there's
no way he has rhythm?
Buzz moving, yeah.
Yeah, there's no very way he has stiff. Rhythm.
He's got tough arm movements, I'm sure.
Yeah.
The fry is like right here. He doesn't move from like this.
Yeah, everything is stiff.
Everything is stiff. Yep. Yep. Although you know back at the school dances, he's like in the corner, right? Like watching everyone dance.
Can't hate that.
Yeah, well, even I was a corner guy back in high school.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I didn't get out there until college.
Then it was showtime.
I mean, well, eventually I got more confidence.
Yes. Well, you need the confidence. Dancing is all about confidence.
In front
confidence.
Of people because somebody's always watching you.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's why I don't like dancing. I told my wife. I said,
you shut it down, right?
I shut it down.
Official statement from the Eskin household.
Yep. I said,
no more dancing at
we
weddings.
We go to the weddings. I'm not dancing. I hate it. I'm not dancing. And she was like, really? I was like, yeah, I'm going to sit at the table comfortably and confidently that I'm not dancing.
You are such a ball of joy.
Yeah, I grew up in a house with four other brothers, and we did a lot of dancing amongst each other. It's just that I wasn't confident enough to dance in front of girls and other people.
It's difficult.
Got to get some liquid courage.
That's why I'd wait until I got to college.
Speaking of girls, let's do the final Mount Rushmore of the day.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show's Mount Rushmore Week.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Mount Rushmore Week, 30 past every hour all week long. Tomorrow will be Flyers Mount Rushmore. Won't be right at 2:30. It'll be whenever we get on the air after the Phillies game.
And what are we hotly debating on Flyers Mount Rushmore?
That's why it's on the short show day.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can't debate it. That is what it is. I, you know.
Well, we do have to submit our four, don't we?
Yes. Well, yes.
Can Lindros be on it?
We'll get Broats.
Okay.
We'll get Broats on.
Okay. Well, what about Al?
You could get Al on, too. Well, that's a little too much. All right. The Mount Rushmore of stuff chicks dig.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Number one is confidence.
Oh, I got
it. Oh, like in a
that.
Guy.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I
thought you were doing, like, things chicks like.
Maybe, like, nail polish?
Yeah,
like,
that's where I was confused.
No.
All right. Jeez. Take it down a notch.
Oh, my God. Chicks think confidence.
Yes.
I didn't realize it until I was like past 30. Is that most times, if you just go up and start talking to a girl confidently, it works most times. I mean, it doesn't mean she's going to like you or whatever.
No, it does
but,
not mean that.
But like most of the problem with guys and girls is like fear of failure.
The shyness.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Like, you realize, what's the worst that's going to happen? And she's going to say, I don't like you. I'm not interested. And you just walk away. Whatever.
A woman likes a confident guy or man.
Yep.
Not overconfident.
Yes.
Not abrasive.
Not cocky.
Not a jerk. Yes. Not a jerk. Yes.
Just confident. So that is the first thing in the Mount
Rushmore.
And you're
a good example of that.
Well, that line gets blurred a little bit for a lot of us.
What, the difference between confident
and cocky and all of that.
Yes,
Also hurts when you have liquid courage sometimes.
That can make you too confident. Yep. That's how you cross the line.
Yes.
The number two thing on the Mount Rushmore things chicks dig is playing acoustic guitar.
Well, I wouldn't know anything about that.
Yeah. Chicks dig it.
Yeah.
Dig
can't you just say playing instruments, or are you going strictly with the acoustic?
Something about the guitar.
There's something about the guitar.
Okay.
I think a piano could get you there, I think. I don't think drums get you there.
Drums is
no
a little
shot.
Aggressive.
Come here.
Trumpet, probably not, you know.
Yeah, too
what, about
loud.
What about sax?
Maybe a sax, but the
sax.
Guitar.
A sax could lead to?
Ooh, guitar.
I'm thinking back to college.
Yeah.
You bring out the guitar. You bring out the acoustic guitar. It's just like, chicks dig it.
Why do I have a picture of Richie in my head?
Are you kidding me?
Sitting in his dorm room or sitting in his apartment.
Forget Alicia, I'm sure, was romanced by him playing the guitar.
Oh, he was definitely playing the acoustic
100%.
Guitar.
100%.
Yeah. Although, if I had a choice, I think I'd go piano.
Over guitar?
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
I think there's something a little more cool about it.
There's
a little
something
John
cool
Legend.
About it.
Yep. Yeah.
You can't just whip out the piano out of your like.
Okay. Slow down over there,
yep,
man.
Yep. Yes. Yeah, take it down a notch.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
The number three thing on the Mount Rushmore of stuff chicks dig.
All right.
Having a look.
What do you mean?
Like, you just got to have it. There's not one specific style, but you got to have a look.
You got to have your own distinct look.
You got to have a thing. Like, Buzz, there's no look there. He doesn't have a look. He doesn't.
Buzz is taking a beating.
He is
completely nondescript. You can't be forgettable. So, like, you know, there's all
He's
sorts
got a
of styles. Yes, and God bless her. Red her in her Blue Chew hoodie, wherever she is. You know, you actually see a lot of guys, speaking of Buzz, the part-time producer, that job is almost like you're not allowed to have a look.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
Like nobody has a look in there.
Yeah.
But you got
just like tired and disheveled. Usually yeah.
You got to have a look. You got to have a look.
So what was your look? You were the t-shirt and
well, with
tattoos and hats?
With Val, it was the like when we started dating, it was the tattoos and rock and roll t-shirts and piercings guy. That's
he's right about the look.
But I was committed to it. You just got to commit to whatever the look is because I think it is sort of connected to confidence.
I agree. I give you one guess. That's the look I tried to sort of emulate when I was in college, when I met my wife at that time. Yeah.
Who was it?
90s? Bandana on your head? Tupac.
Tupac?
Yes.
Oh, you tried to do
yes,
the Tupac
that was
look?
The shaved head, the bandana
the baggy stuff.
Yeah, baggy stuff, the vest. Yep. Yeah, all of that.
Yeah, it's a look.
It worked.
It's a look. They remember you, too, if you have a look, too. Yes. You gotta,
yes,
you gotta
I agree with you on the look right. thing. You got to have a look. Even if it's somebody else's look.
It's still a look.
It's still a look.
You got to go for it. Commit to it.
Yeah.
And then, the fourth thing on the Mount Rushmore of stuffed chicks dig, and I just got to be honest here.
Yeah.
Having enough money.
Oh, well.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You know? You know? And like... You're showing up.
Brokey! You're yeah. like a brokey!
It's they dig it. I don't know what to tell you. Is like, you know, that's probably how a lot of guys end up in debt, is racking up credit card debt when they don't have the money. They don't have chicks dig financial security. I don't know what to tell you. They just do. I'm just being honest.
I'm trying to get out of this without saying anything here.
Because you agree with me. It's fine.
I totally agree with you. Yes.
Okay,
right. I totally agree with you.
All right.
I'm just trying not to add more to what you're saying.
Right. Yes. No more fuel to the fire.
Yes.
No more fuel to the fire.
But having a bankroll,
Look at Mariah Carey's married to Tommy Mottola.
Yeah.
No offense to Tommy Mottola. Like, it doesn't have a look.
No.
He's probably pretty confident, but he's you know, he's financially secure. You know,
I agree.
And who can blame him?
I agree.
Yeah.
So for all the, I'm stereotyping here, but if we were to put like the quote unquote nerds in a box.
Yes.
They don't necessarily get the benefit of the doubt in their earlier years, but those are usually the smart guys who wind up rich.
The rich guys.
Yes.
Yes.
They wind up rich 10, 15 years later.
Well, what's his name? The Zuckerberg, the Facebook owner.
Right.
Was the dork annoying, all those things?
Yep.
No, I'm sure Bezos.
Bezos, I'm sure he was.
Those are the guys driving the $250,000 Ferrari. And
$50 million wedding.
Got the model girlfriend next to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. I'm not saying, I know I'm going to get a tweet, you're same or shallow. It's not what I'm saying.
No, women like, it's
on the list.
Fact, women like security.
Yes.
That's a sense of security.
It's nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with being financially secure. There it is. There's the Mount Rushmore stuff. Chicks dig. Confidence, playing acoustic guitar, having a look, and having enough money.
One question.
Yeah.
Why didn't you do the opposite way?
Stuff that dudes dig?
Yeah.
Well, there's only two things.
We couldn't get a Mount Rushmore. We couldn't get the four.
And it's intercepted by Ike Reese.
I guess you could make it four if you're...
You can find a way to make four,
Well, if you say it's two and two.
See, that's why I didn't want to say anything else. This is where we went. That's where we went with it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh man. Because all I dig is my wife.
Yes.
That is it.
Yes.
Stuff dudes dig, I wouldn't know. I only know Val.
That's the better answer as to why we didn't go that way, that route.
Yeah. That wouldn't have worked out. Are you kidding me? That wouldn't have worked out. Stuff dudes dig. Absolutely not. It would have been clipped and sent to my wife by 30 different people. Sister-in-law would have been one of them. I see you, Paige. You want to do the text line. Let's do the text line. Brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
It feels so good to be back with my friends. Jack in the producer booth watching Ike and Spike scream at each other 5 minutes into the show.
Literally 5 minutes into the show.
Yep. It's always funny when that happens because you never sometimes you go to a show, you're like, it's going to be one of those shows. But most times you don't know. It just sort of evolves and it gets there.
And then you say Schwarber shouldn't be in the MVP discussion.
Yep. And I got there and I was like, whoa, we got one of these today. Okay. All right. Let's go. You know, it's like sparring almost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've never sparred, but I imagine to a certain extent.
I'm with you, though.
You're like, yeah. Oh, that guy, he's got a good left hook.
He's got confidence.
I gotta keep my guard up here. Okay. All right. That one hurt a little bit. All right. What's next?
Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, Allen Iverson, and Brian Dawkins. Spike's Mount Rushmore of Philly athletes who should never be recognized for anything ever.
Seems fair.
You know,
somebody's got to come in here and take shots at the people
the stars,
nobody take
the
shots
legends.
At, you know, and wonder why, if winning a championship is so important. No. What's next?
Commissioner Buzz at the afternoon show fantasy draft.
The third pick in the draft goes to the home invaders. Juice, make your pick.
Evan in Lansdale.
Juice. Yeah, that was a different call right there.
Oh, was Juice the one that broke into
the guy's house, the Cowboys fan house, and hung him up by the telephone pole with duct tape. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, I couldn't decide if he was lying or committing to assault or admitting to assault on the radio.
Yes.
Yeah, we can't.
No, I know.
We can't put Juice in the league.
I know, but old WIP would be like, yeah, you got him.
Got him. Yeah, put that guy in the league. Put him in the league. What's next?
The league.
Hey, buddy. What I said on the show today was actually wrong. I forgot about Tad at Gucci, so Jimmy was probably sixth most valuable. See you tomorrow. Jack's text to Ike later this evening.
Gucci was a problem in 07. Everyone knows that.
Just to be clear, Jack said that Jimmy Rollins was the fifth most valuable Philly of the run between 7 and 11.
Look
fifth.
At the numbers.
And fifth, ahead of him, you would put Chase Utley, Ryan Howard, Cole Hamels.
No, Shane Victorino, Shane Victorino, Jason Worth, and then Jimmy Rollins.
Yeah, okay.
36 home runs hit over 296 in 2010 for Jason Worth.
Yeah.
Jason Worth, a great player. Yeah. They should have kept him rather than signing Cliff Lee. What's next?
Phillies Elliott. Kyle Schwarber? Meh. Not interested. Eagles Elliott. I wouldn't be surprised if Devin White signs a huge extension after the season.
See?
Mark in Monco.
See? Exactly.
He did call for a Devin White extension.
And that's
after
the training camp. The training camp practice he saw. Not a game.
Yes. And he was already saying that Devin White would take a discount to stay here, I think.
It was insane.
Yeah. And I'm on to him with changing the Jalen expectations in camp.
Yeah.
He's there's a little funny money here. I can't support the training camp stats if he's just gonna dismiss them because of two good throws or something.
It's true. Yeah.
You know, it doesn't hit the ground.
12 of 20.
Yeah. Doesn't hit the ground. Oh, it hits the ground a lot, but you should have seen the ones that didn't. You know, what's next?
Mount Rushmore week. Scores of WIP employees carefully craft their Mount Rushmores just to immediately be told they're wrong by Spike. Alex in Lancaster.
Just Elliot.
I don't think he's told anybody else that they were wrong.
No, just Elliot.
And people agree with you.
Yeah, well,
on Elliott.
Yeah, I mean, he put Mike Schmidt on, but he took Steve Carlton off his Phillies Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, that's all he did.
The best pitcher in Phillies history.
And then said a pitcher has to be on there.
Yeah.
But then the LCS and World Series MVP was not on there.
Yes. Yeah.
For the quote-unquote best run in franchise history.
He's something else, man. Something else. What's next?
Spike, let's talk to Corey and Bennett. Ike, who's Corey? Elliott. Where's Bennett? The people who award the Marconis. These guys are incredible. Tim in Newark.
Yeah, that isn't the clip you want to send. That was a who's on first episode.
That's why we get new players, man. It takes me a while to realize what their name actually is.
I thought you were talking about Ja'Cory in Florida.
Yep, Ja'Cory and Bennett. And by the way, Elliott just kept calling him the new guy, I think, toward the end because he couldn't remember his name.
Because he couldn't remember, yes. Yeah.
Or he just called him Bennett.
That's our insider.
Yep. What's next?
Lady T, what are you up to? Bam in Upper Darby. I'm at Blockbuster Video with my friend. He wants to rent a movie. Lady T, what? Bam. I mean, he's watching Netflix. Paul in Birdsboro.
Text line.
When Bam first told us he went to Party City for the
yes,
the cheerleader outfit, I think I wondered whether Party City was still open. And then when he called today, I Googled it. It's been closed for 2 years.
I didn't even know
he
that.
He specifically said he went into yeah, Party
and
City.
And the person at Party City helped him pick out the outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah, because remember we asked him, like, well, how did you know what to get?
Yeah, right. He's like, oh, they helped me.
And then now so you got it off Amazon.
Yeah.
Are we going to see Bam tomorrow?
That's the question.
I bet we better see Bam. And then I want to see those tattoos.
Yeah, the
Ike tattoo, the Hugh tattoo, whatever the hell tattoo he has.
Take the shirt off, Goward.
All right, we have to award a spot in the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League.
We do.
Who are we thinking about?
Cowboy Jim.
Yep.
OG Jason.
Yep.
Bam and Upper Darby. And Derek and Paoli.
My two favorites are Derek and Cowboy Jim.
I'm going...
Of that group. And I respect to all of them.
Did we include Aaron from San Diego?
Well, so he can't fly in for the draft, he told me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even though for me, he would be my pick.
Well...
I think I got the same two Spike has.
You want to break this?
Because Derek from Paoli was our first one, I remember.
Yep.
And then Cowboy Jim. Are we sure Cowboy Jim's going to make it?
Yeah.
We don't know that.
Oh,
I said we go Derek today.
Okay, we go Derek today, and we see what happens with Cowboy Jim.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right, Derek from Paoli is in there. We will award another spot tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.